was actually at a time that was years after my wife had stopped taking the pill, but she had not stopped taking it because of the rationale that a child's life might be taken. But for other reasons, and so we didn't have the question of, you know, oh, gee, we've got to stop this. We were no longer doing it. But we did reflect back and say, wow, if we would have known this, we never would have done it.
Yeah.
And so for us, it was just, and it's certainly I never would have advised people to take the pill. As I said, I did, you know, in premarital counseling, it just seemed like, okay, here's these different contraceptive methods, and here's an effective one, and we had used it. We considered it to be effective, but there really wasn't an issue of conscience with it because we didn't know anything about it. And so we really wished that somebody had told us. We really wished that the information would have been put together. The interesting thing is I don't have a medical background, but I do have a research background. And so what I would do is I'd go to these sources, which were very clear and very understandable even to a pretty extensive medical training. But then, as my wife and I talked about it, I started asking our physician friends. And they would say, and I'd bring this up, they'd say, huh? Well, I don't really know anything about that. Or, well, I don't know. That really doesn't make sense to me. So I started giving them photocopies of medical journal articles that just simply affirm this as a fact. And also copies of the inserts or pamphlets in the birth control pill boxes. And most of them were pretty stunned. No kidding.
Wow.
And I think what it demonstrates is that just because you're a doctor, you think of how broad medical knowledge is now. You think of how many things there are that are known by someone in the medical field, but no individual physician can begin to keep up with all the medical developments and all the medical knowledge. It's impossible. So one of the reasons that I wrote this booklet, Does the Birth Control Pill Cause Abortions, or Can the Birth Control Pill Cause Abortions, because of course it doesn't always cause them, but it can sometimes, was to put together the medical information in a way that physicians could have access to it as well. And we've had a number of physicians who have said, wow, thanks for putting this together. Because when I see all this medical evidence, I just simply had not been aware of it. Now, you do, of course, have a certain amount of resistance to it, naturally, because you have doctors who have prescribed the pill to their patients for many years. They will actually, and I know several who have said, I will no longer prescribe birth control pills, and they lose patients as a result. Because the patients say, well, I don't have any problem with this. And the doctor says, yeah, but I can't prescribe it for you based on my beliefs, which aren't always shared, you know, by the patient. And then it can make life very inconvenient for a physician to come to this conclusion. But I admire those who look at the evidence honestly and make the hard decision. In fact, I just got an email the other day about a physician who passes out copies of the booklet that I wrote to his patients who ask about birth control pills and says, this is why I don't prescribe them.